B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be facing me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going.
Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. It's one of those shows that takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, I feel a little beaten up.
Yeah, it's a little exhausting.
You've been in 4 hours of court today, Mike.
Yeah, I have. Anyway, let's see what we have on sound off for today.
Hey, I got another stat on Tom Brady. He leads the league in intentional grounding, so that goes to show their offensive line for the Patriots is a little weak. So if I was the Eagle defense and Jim Schwartz, I might blitz a little more.
I think you're right on the button. Besides that, when pressure, he's last in the league in completion percentage. So that would be the game plan.
The defense is all right, not as good as I would hope, but this offense looks terrible. You can't blame it only on Toby, although he's not hitting anything. Brett Brown's got to do a better job of getting the shots that he likes. Taking a lot of shots, not off the dribble.
Yeah, and he also has the yips. So, if I was Brett Brown, I would work on getting him the shots off the dribble. I know Happy Allo was talking about that. Get him in movement.
That's good.
Yeah, he's not a good standstill shooter.
Am I living on a bizarro planet? Like, where is it okay for somebody to assault somebody with a deadly weapon and everybody's talking about, well, it's out of character for this guy. It's not like him. I don't care.
Well, he was a victim because he got his left testicle squeezed, apparently.
Can I sound off real fast, Mike?
Yeah.
You know we're on the air right now, right? Yeah. Why is there a remote engineer calling me on the phone while I'm on the air? Why?
All right, he's trying to get your expertise to set up for the next show.
Come on, he can hear me.
He's thinking that you'll answer it because we're in sound off.
Come on.
Right. I'm getting a little tired of everybody just cashing in the Eagles winning the rest of the season. And even if they lose the next two games, they are division games and they never come out the way they expect. The Dolphins are suddenly playing for their coach. Oh, yeah. Did we forget that the Eagles got spanked by the Cowboys?
The Dolphins? Dude, seriously? You brought that one up? Come on.
You're just talking. We're talking about the four major sports, but this guy had an axe to grind. Like, I'm sorry. Nobody thought of boxing because it's boxing. You get hit in the face all the time. But my God, Mike, you're a saint. You're a saint.
Oh, the guy brought up Boggy. I mean, I wasn't aware of the instances with the assault charges, the criminal assault charges. My mind was focused on it happening on a playing field before majors, and it has happened in hockey. It hasn't happened in baseball, football, or basketball.
Mason Rudolph reached up and grabbed the back of Garrett's helmet. And he was tearing at it and had it literally halfway off his head before Garrett stood up and responded. And while Garrett definitely needs suspension and prosecution, there's got to be something for Mason Rudolph in this, too.
All right, man, if that's your view, I'm out. Next.
The referee did not throw the flag or even whistle the play right away. He was hit well after he threw the ball. That should have been a flag. If that's Tom Brady, you know, the flag's out before the guy's even near him.
I don't know if the flag is the issue as much as the assault and battery.
I do think Pouncey ends up not getting suspended if the refs do a better job getting closer sooner. They were very slow to get in there. Pouncey shouldn't even have been allowed to get closer. There's been flags flying everywhere. I thought they were slow yesterday.
Yeah, I can imagine why it would be slow when you got those big guys that are like infuriated. Some little mealy guy's going to stick his face in there. I'd be slow too. Come on.
It's Boston Drew coming back at your side, baby. Hey, just wanted to mention to you,
I remember about a month ago, I called your radio station, and you said the Sixers were going to be better than the Celtics. You said the Celtics were like a thing of the past. Huh, they're 9-1 right now. How the Sixers looking?
I guess the season's over. Oh, the Celtics finished higher than the Sixers?
Season's not over.
What happened? Was I Rip Van Winkle? I fall asleep and the season's over?
It's not April.
Come on, you Boston punk.
Well, Mike, I don't think you're going to be right about this one. The last time we met the Patriots, we beat them in the Super Bowl. We had a way better coaching staff. And this time, Doug basically almost stands alone.
I know, there's no logical reason why I should say the Eagles are going to win the game. But I have a hunch. Well, can I tell you? Yeah, you know, people will say your hunches stink, so you play the Patriots, you make some money, maybe.
Outside of the fight, I wonder if anybody else noticed this earlier in the game. But, Big Ben? Looking like bigger Ben now. Since week two, it looks like he just put on an extra 60, 70 pounds.
What are you talking about, Ben Simmons?
Ben Roethlisberger on the sideline looked like he was a left tackle.
Oh, Big Ben, I immediately went to Simmons.
He had the big beard and he looked bigger, like he's gotten puffy.
Oh, well, yeah. He doesn't look like a guy's going to like work out every day, does he?
No.
It's Candy from Lee Heighton. Doesn't Brett Brown know how to run any plays? Watching the Sixers is like watching the kids play playground ball over in the playground by our house.
It's Candy from Lee Heighton. Thanks for
Candy's a delight.
Thanks for checking in, Candy. Close down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
See you later.
Oh, phew. Sound off. Carry that into the weekend and hit us up if you need to. Stay tuned, because 97.5 The Fanatic has a Sixers pregame show live. Devon Givens, D. Lynam from McStew's Irish Pub in Levittown, PA. Tyrone.
It's going to be a great time.
It will. And also on NBC Sports Philadelphia, stay tuned for the Daily Line. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.